If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
The case against Karen Reed, it's certainly heating up as we get very close to trial number two. As of this recording, still jury selection supposed to be starting in about a week. We'll see if we get there. Joining me to discuss where this thing is at, especially after the five-part docuseries Body in the Snow, the trial of Karen Reed has dropped on Max and Investigation Discovery, Eric Fattis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. There's a lot of pieces that that came out in this docuseries. I know a lot of people initially thinking, oh, this is quite a move by them that they're going to drop this right before the trial. I think a lot of people really realize how TV works. When you make something, you have no control over when this thing drops, but HBO does, and I think they decided this is a good time for it. But some of the things in this are a little bit shocking to me. One of the big pieces of contention here that so many have had in the Karen Reed case, it's not even about did she hit him or didn't she hit him? Because, I feel like that's up in the air quite a bit. But I'm not even talking about that today. I'm talking about the character of Karen Reed. And we will talk now today about the blogger that has incited so much hate, so much vitriol, just tore this town apart, tore communities apart, tore relationships apart. And I mean, he's been charged multiple times with intimidating witnesses. And the attorneys for Karen Reed are out there arguing, well, that's not Karen's fault. Karen can't control him. That's nothing to do with it. Turns out Karen's been talking to him every single day for hours on end, and she flat out admits to it in the documentary. I'll play the clip here in just a moment, but knowing that, is that the definition of collusion, Eric?
It certainly seems darn close. And in a high-profile case, it makes sense if there's a narrative going on against you, you want to counter that narrative, but you've got to do it lawfully. You got to make sure you're not doing it in a way that has deception, in a way that is tampering with witnesses, in a way that is influencing a potential future jury.
And that's the thing. I mean, the blogger has flat out said on a megaphone, I'm trying to influence a jury. I mean, he has. And then, of course, he's been charged for doing that. But when you actively have the defendant communicating regularly, like, see, I'm just going to play the clip here. This is what I think was so incensing on the whole thing. Let's take a look.
Turtle Boy on his Twitter calls himself an award-winning journalist. I'm not sure where those awards come from, but his real name is Aiden Carney. He was a history teacher in Worcester County, and then left and became a blogger.
Joining us tonight, our special guest, blogger, social media personality, Aiden Carney, also known as Turtle Boy.
The Karen Reed case really started to blow up when Turtle Boy started shining a light on Karen's innocence.
What we know it to be is a cover-up. It's outrageous, outrageous.
I've been a big fan of Turtle Boy for many years, and me and Karen, we had some discussion about, you know, possibly reaching out to him because we've seen him uncover some massive scandals.
What really caught my attention was a court filing in April about the Google search. And every page I read further, my jaw just dropped.
That 227 Google search was one of those stories that Turtle Boy reported early on in this case, that the people who support Karen Reed latched onto as evidence of a cover-up.
Court paperwork appears to show a link between murder suspect Karen Reed and the blogger known as Turtle Boy, who was—
According to the prosecution, the defense was selectively leaking bits of information for Turtle Boy and sort of guiding him on the path of, hey, this should be your next story, or here's information for a new story.
Defense attorneys have used the media since the dawn of time to forward stories. We wouldn't be in this business if we didn't get leaks and have anonymous sources. So it's definitely a media strategy.
My lawyers told me we could share anything with Turtle Boy as long as it was public and not for me to do it directly to go through a third party. And then I started to get nervous about who I was using for a third party. So I eventually just started sending things directly. And then we started talking about the case probably once a day, almost every day, 5-6 days a week.
Your reaction to that as a legal scholar?
Yeah, you know, on the surface, there are certainly aspects of it that might seem problematic to some. You know, as the one correspondent said, defense attorneys sometimes have to use the media to try to get their side out there. And simply giving information to someone is not necessarily problematic. But where it becomes problematic is if Karen Reed has knowledge that Turtle Boy does in fact want to mislead and deceptively influence anybody, and she's feeding into that, and she is also on board with the ultimate outcome, which is that deception and that misleading effect, that's where it potentially becomes problematic. She potentially becomes an accomplice if Turtle Boy is charged and she is complicit.
You mean like this?
It's like a subculture cesspool when it comes to Johnny's case. If you don't believe that Karen's innocent, you become a target. And that's what makes it all so terrifying.
We are chopping these people down one by one and shaming them.
There have been supporters of Karen Reed who'd call them cop killers online, who call their places of work and call them cop killers.
That's a cop killer right there.
They have been stalking the witnesses.
Hey, John, how you doing? Fancy seeing you here.
Following them to lacrosse games to do nothing other than intimidate a mother, a family, kids. There are no boundaries.
Brian Albert, Colin Albert, every single person who was in that fight, Ryan Higgins, all of them, Matt McCain.
Poor choice.
They had their lives turned upside down, and if you look at the reality of the story, they were trying to do the right thing in the moment, and this is the thanks they get.
It's just unbelievable. All the people in that house, one by one, picked apart by this mob.
Killers!
Johnny would have been disgusted by the whole thing. This is more than dishonest. This is vile.
It's unimaginable what my entire family is going through. I am a witness. That's all I am. I am not on trial. I am a witness. And these people are terrorizing me.
Constant phone calls, emails, awful messages, people emailing my school. Just like a lot of harassment. Can I have a moment, please?
Sure. It's impossible for me to have any sympathy for any of these witnesses.
Definitionally, is it harassing witnesses? Yes, they're witnesses against me in my prosecution. And is he yelling things at them? And is he going up to their front doors and ringing the bell? Yes. But they shouldn't be witnesses. They should have been suspects. So it's not cut and dry.
I'm going to say maybe a regretful statement by Karen Reid to put out there publicly right before your next trial. What did she just do there?
You know, where are her attorneys who are allowing her to speak in such a fashion on a nationally publicized docuseries regarding her own trial? I think it's super problematic because what it shows is she has knowledge of what this guy and his cronies or army, whatever, is doing. And what they're doing appears really similar to witness intimidation. Mm-hmm. You know, look, these witnesses, as Jennifer McCabe said, they didn't ask to be involved in this. They didn't sign up for all of this harassment and everything like that. And Karen Reid appears pretty callous and also pretty kind of in favor of what's going on, which I think gets at least very close to that line of criminality.
Yeah, I was shocked. Just like, and her attorneys are in the damn piece. I mean, again, this is why I think a lot of us thought, oh, this is going to be very pro Karen Reid. I think it paints a pretty just accurate picture of what is going on here on both sides. Cause I'm not all pro prosecution. Again, I think the damn thing, I think it was an accident. I don't think she should be in prison. I don't think she should be charged. I just think there's drunk driving and really horrible behavior here and not enough to really, I think, show any sort of murderous intent, but it's all this stuff after the fact that is so damning to her. Right there, the fact that she is saying, they should have been charged. They should have, like, well, woulda, coulda, shoulda, Karen. It's not up to you who's being charged and who's not. Another part in this documentary, she also goes, it's Jen McCabe or me. No, it's not. Jen McCabe's not on trial. You are. There's a lot of reasoning down here in her mind of justifying the actions of this other guy. But it's not her that's doing it. And it was very interesting the other day to see Alan Jackson and Jannetty up there going, it's not Karen's fault. Whatever he does, it's not her fault. I'm assuming they were kind of feeling the pressure of knowing that this doc was not going to be all that favorable to Karen Reid. Could this put her in some legal trouble? Could this influence the start of the next trial? Or what could some of these statements do to her?
You know, one big issue that jumps out at me is there's a rule that's a hearsay exception called admission by a party opponent. And so what that means is that the prosecution can put forth to the jury any statement Karen Reid has made that is relevant to that trial. And so where she is, demonstrating this sort of callous disregard for these witnesses being harassed and intimidated, not only is it a terrible look for her, but on top of that, it verges on being kind of underhanded and shady in terms of how she's dealing with the court process, not necessarily how a jury might expect an innocent person to act.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.